Let's talk CFL now. First game back, Tiger Cats in Winnipeg tonight. And from the CFL and TSN, Milt Stegall is with us. Milt, welcome in. And how do you, I mean, what about your reps as a broadcaster? Are you rusty?
Everybody's rusty. Everybody's rusty. Let's hope these first games starting tonight aren't as bad as a lot of people think they are. But you know what? We're just going to have a good time. You know, it's been close to 2 years, basically 20 months since we've had a CFL game. So everyone involved, we're just all excited to get the opportunity to talk about it. And, of course, those players to play in the CFL game. So we're just excited.
I just think it's great that I can turn my TV on tonight and I don't have to watch rock climbing. You know, I can watch guys I know play football.
It's not really rock climbing, is it?
Well, whatever it's called. I don't know. It should never be in the bloody Olympics. But that said,
wow.
Milt, among other things, 3-on-3 basketball, I can get going here. You know what I want to see? I want to see Speedy Banks. Because,
yes.
You know, that guy, to me, he pulls me in every single time I watch him play.
Yeah, he's must-watch TV. He's a special player. Let's hope that he can continue the momentum he had in 2019 and just rolls on starting this evening. You know, they have Jeremiah Mazzoli back. They have a special team, Winnipeg. They also is going to be putting up their banner for their first Grey Cup in 30 years. So there's going to be some excitement in the air. If I'm correct, it's a sold-out crowd. So this is a great opening game starting tonight.
So who has the edge? When you haven't played in this length of time, is there a part of a football team that's going to be further ahead than the rest of it?
Without a doubt, it's the defense. Because defense is, for the most part, predicated on just flying around. Of course, you have schemes in there. But if your defense is just outworking everyone, you have a chance of having success. Offensively, it takes the time to execute. It takes time when you have a normal training camp with normal preseason games. Now these guys have been off all this time. It wasn't a normal training camp and no preseason. So it's going to take a week or two. I don't care how seasoned or how many veterans you have on your team for the offense to get going. So let's just hope we have some big plays. I don't think we'll have our typical high-scoring game this first week. But I think come next week and the week following, we'll start seeing those typical high-scoring CFL games.
So what's the longest you ever went without playing?
All season. That's it for me, 6 months. Basically, that's it. I couldn't imagine going, especially as you get older, I couldn't imagine going 20 months without playing because it gets difficult. Father Time is undefeated, and you allow people say, well, they rested their body. Well, if you rest too long when you're old, it shuts down. So I'm sure that's not easy, resting that long, regardless how mentally strong you think you are, resting that long and think you're going to be able to come out and play some great football.
Well, I can tell you, if you rest too long and you get old, it does come back to haunt you, because I feel that every single day. but in your case, when you're a skill guy in a skill position, and everything revolves around execution. And if you go here, the ball's coming there to you. And you know if you cut it the other way, it's going there. Do you think there's going to be more turnovers or more big plays?
It all depends on which game you're talking about. Tonight, because these two teams are pretty good, I would say more big plays than turnovers. There'll be some turnovers just because timing and everything. But I think we could see more big plays. We have some special talent out here. You think about, Zach, and they have a nice young receiver, and Kenny Lawler. Then you talk about Speedy B, as you alluded to earlier, who's the best playmaker in the game. And it's not like he's going to forget how to run down the field, and he hasn't lost his speed, and Jeremiah Mazzoli hadn't forget how to throw joint. So I think there'll be more big plays than mistakes in this game. Now, if you talk about another game, talk about maybe Ottawa, don't get me wrong, I love their head coach, Paul LaPolice, but that team is young. That's a team that you may see more mistakes than actually big plays.
You know, we sort of chatted about this earlier, but, you know, one of the lines is not enough reps. When will there be enough reps? How many weeks will that take?
I'm thinking 1 to 2. I'm thinking 1 to 2. Hopefully just this first week. And hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully these guys come out and, you know, they don't miss a beat. If I had to bet on it, I would say, you know, it's going to be sloppy at the beginning, and I think everyone involved understands that. I think if you asked a head coach off the record, they would say the same thing. I mean, it's not like riding a bike where you get back on and it happens right away. This is football. It takes a while. You're dealing with 12 guys trying to come together and execute. So it's not going to happen overnight. So I'm hoping after this week, when guys get things ironed out, maybe you move a player here or there, come the second week, we're back to some real good CFL football.
And because I'm so interested in your well-being, Milt, I know reps are everything, not just for players, but for broadcasters. You got the panel back tonight. You got a new boss in charge of your panel in Kate Burness. How's all that going to work?
Well, you know what? We have a bunch of moving parts. Matt Dunnigan and I, we're at home. You know, we're going to be in our home studios. I'm in my basement. I think Matt is in his basement, too. So it's going to be some different moving parts. We're going to have to get used to it. You know, we did a couple of shows, a preview show, a top 50 show, and a fantasy show. And it's difficult because we don't have that interaction. And I enjoy such the interaction I have when we're on the panel. And you just can't do that now because there's a delay. And you don't know when people are going to be cutting in. So it's going to take some getting used to. Hopefully, I'm hoping by the end of this month, we're able to travel again and come up there and get back on the panel and do what we're able to do. So well, hopefully everyone understands that it's not going to be everything that you expected. Of course, you'll get to see my beautiful face again. That never changes. But as far as having a normal interaction with the panel, it's just not going to be there right now. So let's hope the football that's played on the field is up to par.
Well, and as you know, when you do the home studio thing, people tend to case out what you have on your bookcase, or do you have some pictures there that are strategically located?
Well, you know what? What you're going to see in the background is my old locker, Winnipeg. They treated me so well. They sent down my old locker. So I have my old locker with my helmet and the different jerseys from high school and college and NFL and pros, and I got a couch back there. So you're going to get a chance to see my locker. So that's what I'm excited about.
Well, hopefully it's been spruced up.
Milt. My wife doesn't want that in the background, but she doesn't control this. So.
Well, we'll see how long
it
that lasts.
I know, exactly.
Milt, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
All right, take care. Thanks a lot.
Milt Stegall, CFL and TSN, and a new panel tonight with Kate running the show. We congratulate her. Certainly well-deserved. She does a great job. Tiger Cats in Winnipeg, 8:30 is the kickoff.
And you know what? When you see broadcasters now or any of the people who are appearing on television from their homes,
yeah,
the first thing I do is look at the bookshelves I'm looking from home. And I want to see which books I recognize are, you know, oh, that's an interesting book that they have.
Sure, you look right through it.
Well, Brian Hayes, who's normally in your chair, has one of my books on his shelf. And you can, you know, if you're really close in, you can see it there. And I'm pretty happy about that.
So I don't have a regular gig. But if I did from my home, my plan would be I would change the background every day just to drive everybody nuts.
Yeah. Well, and you know, one thing I just thought about. This is the first CFL season I can think about without Chris Schultz.
Yes. Thank you.
Chris passed away last winter, I believe,
yep.
and was for a long time a factor on this network and certainly around the CFL as a player and as a broadcaster and as someone who really contributed to the community,
yep.
and everything else. And I miss him every day, and I miss him more today than most.
I'll tell you a true story. I live right near where he played his high school football. I walk by that field. I look at it out my window, and when I look out at my window, I see him running, like in my mind. And that's, you know, Chris Schultz, is the big man, was a really good descriptor for him.
I can hear him sometimes you know how you get voices in your head?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear him telling me a story of being drafted by the Dallas Cowboys or what that meant to him, or being moved from defensive line to offensive line in university, or things that certainly just happened to him in his life.
One of the pleasures in this business is when you would walk into a room and Schultz saw you, the greeting you got.
Yeah.
That was special.